WML News at Noon. Good afternoon. I'm John Matthews. Protesters are gathered outside the Justice Department this afternoon following up on yesterday's women's march against the National Rifle Association.
The unconscionable and irrational proliferation of guns, including military-style guns, is the cause of far too many deaths in this country.
NRA activist Cam Edwards tells WML's Larry O'Connor Show,
for 30 years this has been going on. And frankly, the American people continue to support and agree with the NRA and its message.
Police in Fairfax County have now confirmed the murder-suicide of a mother and daughter on Dean Drive in McLean yesterday. They say 23-year-old Helen Hargan killed her mother, 63-year-old Pamela, before taking her own life. A young girl who lived there was not home at the time of the killings. The parents of a 9-year-old girl who police say starved their daughter to death have been charged, along with the girl's grandmother, with murder. Prosecutors say the three denied the girl food, water, and medical treatment for about a year before she died in June of 2016. Police called to the home in Hilo on the Big Island, found the severely malnourished and unconscious girl lying on the floor. She was taken to a hospital where she later died. As the GOP Senate wrestles with health care, what is President Trump's role to get the 50 votes they need to move forward?
President Trump has been making calls, and you saw before the July 4th recess, before his second foreign trip, he actually hosted senators. And there's some expectation that if health care really gets close to being pushed over the line this week, the president would have those kind of meetings at the White House to really give it that last push.
Correspondent Dan Merica, the president spending the weekend at his golf resort in New Jersey, where the Women's U.S. Open is being played. A Fairfax County man who told an undercover FBI agent about his desire to join Islamic State has been sentenced to a decade in prison.
26-year-old Yusef Wahili was paid $300 to deliver weapons from one undercover FBI agent to another. His attorney argued that he posed no real threat and never made plans to commit to a terrorist attack. Wahili gained attention several years ago along with his brother Yahya. Both traveled to Yemen, which caught authorities' attention. Yusef was allowed to return to the U.S., but not before being interrogated for several days in Egypt. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A sinkhole in the town of Land O'Lakes, Florida, near Tampa, has swallowed two homes and forced the evacuation of 9 others. The hole is now about 250 feet wide and 50 feet deep. No one's been reported injured, though rescuers did pull 2 dogs from one house as it began sinking.
The cleanup's going to take weeks. To get the road back to where it's at and the lots back to normal, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm going to estimate that in the months.
Local officials say nearly a dozen families will have to seek shelter as they determine whether any more homes will be swallowed up. D.C. is stepping up efforts to combat opioid use by handing out 2,500 kits containing Narcan, the drug used to counter overdoses.
We were recently awarded a $2 million federal grant for prevention and recovery efforts that will help us meet this goal.
Mayor Muriel Bowser says community health groups will hand out the Narcan to those most at risk. Venus Williams' impressive bid for a 6th title at Wimbledon was put to rest in straight sets this morning as she fell 7-5, 6-love to Garbiñe Muguruza. The 37-year-old was all smiles, though, as she was interviewed after the match.
A lot of beautiful moments in the past couple of weeks.
And a message for Serena?
Oh, I miss you. I tried my best to do the same things you do, but I think that there'll be other opportunities. I do.
Venus's baby sister Serena is expecting her first baby on Labor Day. WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Neil West in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Watch out in Beltsville. Briggs Cheney Road at Cloney Place. We have downed power lines. The utility company on the scene now. Sterling, Harry Bird Highway at Potomac View Road. We have a crash reported. We've cleared that weather incident, Falls Church on Leesburg Pike near Dale City Drive. And also the crash in Ashburn on Claiborne Parkway at Broadlands Boulevard has cleared. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy skies today. It won't be as warm. The high is going to be 89. Clear skies tonight with a low of 70 for tomorrow. Sunshine and a high of 90. Monday and Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms likely with highs both days near 90. 82 right now in Vienna, it's 84 in Bethesda, 83 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo jumbo.
The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The stock market hit another all-time record today.
As much as $10 billion in Social Security benefits go unclaimed every single year.
The Federal Reserve announced that they will raise interest rates by 250.
The skyrocketing cost of health care and retirement could now run $350,000.
Planning for retirement today is a whole new ballgame. It's loaded with challenges, obstacles, and trapdoors. But you can do this, and we can be your guide. Welcome to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson. Straightforward and objective advice on how you could make your money go further in retirement. And now, here's your host, Ron Carson.
If you took a test today about planning for retirement, if you took a test on your investment know-how, how do you think you would fare? The statistics are staggering. They're scary. Matter of fact, the statistics say, we don't like to hear this, you get a big fat F. According to a recent study, 3 out of every 4 Americans failed a basic retirement planning quiz. And if you think that is bad, and it is, it gets a lot worse. And you might be thinking, well, that's other people. That's not me. But even the people who were convinced they would pass with flying colors, most of them failed this basic quiz. And you know what? It's a classic case of you just don't know what you don't know. And that's a really dangerous place to be. It's okay not to know as long as you know you don't know. But having high confidence and not being able to pass some of these basic items, we'll share some stats on today's show that are just mind-boggling, and it really just highlights how important it is to take control and get rid of this disconnect. Saving for retirement does not mean you're ready for retirement. I think there's a common misconception that, hey, I've got plenty of money, and don't get me wrong, having enough wealth, having enough money is certainly important, but probably more important once you're there is, are you ready for retirement? Achieving a certain savings goal feels good, but it's like swimming out to a buoy in the ocean. You've touched that buoy, you got to swim back. Matter of fact, the return is the most critical part because you're probably exhausted and you still got a long way to go. So really, we're going to talk about some ideas, giving you a plan. You've heard us say many times, having no plan is an absolute recipe for, I think, a total disaster. But there is a solution. I think it's easier than a lot of people think. And Paul, there's some basic things. And we're going to do a retirement crash course today. We're going to talk about 8 actionable ideas. Now, we're not going to cover, you heard us talk about Social Security and fees and all of that stuff before. And hopefully, if you're a regular listener, you're up to speed on how important that is. We're going to give you some others that maybe you haven't quite thought about. And we're going to cover 8 actionable ideas today on Wealth from Wisdom. So I want to welcome my co-host, Paul West, who is here today, full of information. And as we're prepping for our show, a lot of great stories, Paul.
Yeah, Ron, I'm looking forward to the show today. I think it's a lot of great content for our listeners. But maybe think about over the next 12 years, they're expecting 10,000 people every day to reach age 65. So think about how hard these people are working. Think about that. So as you are potentially looking at your retirement and you're in that category in the next 12 years of hitting the age 65, there's 10,000 of you.
I'm not. I'm 1 year removed. 1 year.
All right. So I could say the next 13 years.
Yes.
Probably even slightly around there as well. But there's a lot of things that you have to think about. So I look forward to today's show of sharing some of these best stories with you and ideas that you can go make decisions on in your life. You can figure out how does this apply for you or figure out at minimum, are you on the right track and figuring out how to get there?
Well, let's number one on the list is having a diversified income strategy. We're going to talk about 9 things you can do to diversify your income. And today, Paul, this is especially risky times. Is it interest rates, even though the Fed's raised interest rates a little bit? By the way, it was interesting, Janet Yellen, you know, talking about the fact that there is a cap on how much they're going to raise. So you're probably, if you're sitting around in certificates of deposit, you're probably not going to be rewarded. So you've got to do something with the money. And we're going to run through 9 on the diversified income. And one, you know, annuities get, I think, a bad rap. And by the way, you know, annuities are expensive, but they're a very specific thing that they do. And especially if you're out there with some of the older annuities, with some of the guaranteed income riders, you need to pay close attention to what your options are, what your rights are. We had an example where someone had recommended to a client that they just cash in their annuity and move it to their particular firm, and they didn't know. I mean, the client left $200,000+ on the table that they lost, and you couldn't go back and get it back. So be very careful if you've got some of these older annuities that carry some of these benefits. For the most part, they're nowhere close being able to get them today, but they can provide some certain income strategies for the rest of your life.
I think important thing there, Ron, is it is a strategy. It doesn't mean it's always the strategy for all of you. It is, you got to figure out what the right combination is for you. So second is, you know, dividend paying equities or dividend paying stocks or dividend paying ETFs. So those strategies can help you gain a good income. But there's 2 traps here. So be careful of these traps. One is buying a stock just based purely on the dividend. Because what if that stock goes down in value significantly?
Called a dividend trap, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right. You have to be careful of that. And so many people that we've talked to around the country or have called in and asked us questions have fallen into this trap. And don't let that happen to you because, yes, you're getting that nice dividend, but if ultimately you're going to need to draw upon the principal of the money that was in there. And, Ron, I can't believe this story. I don't even know if I've shared this with you recently, but I was talking with an individual, and I said, how are you making your income in retirement? And one of theirs, of course, was Social Security. The other was said dividends they're getting. And I said, well, where are you getting your dividends? And she named one stock. One stock is all she had in her portfolio. And it's a high-paying dividend stock. And it's actually a very reputable, you know, a company most of us know, Apple. But imagine if something goes down in there, that was all she's drawing upon, and the risk you take there is immense. So be careful of those traps that you can encounter of the value of your account going down significantly based on.
Well, and I tell the story about family friends who had their father retired, rolled his money into Vanguard. He was a do-it-yourselfer, was in ETFs, wasn't getting enough income, and then rolled that portfolio into energy stocks that were paying dividend yields. Now, this goes back a few years ago. Then the energy crisis hit, and he concentrated in just a handful of high dividend paying stocks as the price kept going down. And then he was so convinced, overconfident, that one in particular company was a sure thing, you know, reading all the stuff on the internet, put it all in there. A few months later, they filed bankruptcy. So he literally took his $1 million retirement to zero. I mean, that's the most egregious
act I can think
of, but you can see how you get trapped in. You start down this road, and all of a sudden, some really crazy things happen. Real estate is a very, you know, today, real estate prices are elevated because zero interest rate. People are chasing a lot of things, but it's still viable, especially if you're out there and you're willing to go buy a rental, fix a rental property up. You know, we actually have a strategy here that we've done at the Carson Group, but you can also do that on your own especially if you're handy, because owning real estate property, you know, over the years, that's what you spend all weekend and evenings doing is fixing up the property.
You get the calls.
but you get a pretty decent yield. I'm actually just this week was looking at a lodging strategy that would pay about a 7.5 to 8% dividend yield. So real estate is still, I think, one of the more viable, and farm ground has come down in price, and actually you can get an okay yield in farm ground today. And if your view is, as mine is, that we're going to have a lot more population, we're going to have food shortages in the future, you know, you can also get, I believe, the farm ground will actually appreciate, and you get an okay yield in here.
And that's a great income opportunity for many people, whether getting ready for retirement or in retirement. So next, let's talk about number 4. bonds, and especially municipal bonds. So what drives people crazy, Ron, is paying taxes. And so many people forget about the opportunity to buy municipal bonds. And as you're buying bonds, you need to look at the risk-return trade-off for yourself in looking at your taxes. So is a corporate bond better for you and paying taxes on it, or is a municipal bond better for you because of the real yield that you get with it from an after-tax basis?
And I heard a radio show just yesterday, matter of fact, that was touting buying bond funds, which is a huge mistake. Do not buy a bond fund because there is no they continue to replace them. You want to buy bonds that they come due, you get your money back. He was also talking about the fact where you get diversification. Well, you can do ladders, and you can get diversified, and you don't anymore. You don't need to have the huge portfolio in order to do this. As a matter of fact, you don't even really care whether rates go up or go down because you can structure a ladder today that maybe has a 3 or 4 year duration, get a much higher yield than money market accounts. And if rates go up, you're going to get full maturity. You can roll that bond over. You always do have credit risk. I believe you want to stay in high-quality bonds. And the same can be said for corporate ladders. It just depends on what your tax bracket is, which way you're actually going to want to go.
Yeah, and Ron, especially after hearing what Yellen and others are saying, it sounds like a much better option than using a CD or the other selection there.
I agree. We're going to come back. We're going to continue diversifying the portfolio. And, you know, as you're doing this, think about it. Do you have the right advisor to help you cover all of these bases? Just about diversifying your income. And going back to the comment this advisor made is buying a bond fund, lots of expenses, clearly not in your best interest. So trust me on this. If you're hanging your hat on the wrong advisor, they're not putting your interest first all the time. You owe it to yourself, to your family, to really have someone else take a look at what you're doing, because if it doesn't go well, you're going to be the one that suffers. We have a 5-step retirement master plan. It starts with a simple conversation. We give you information. We'll help you cover any ideas, opportunities, any holes that may help you make the most out of every dollar you've saved. And this doesn't cost you anything, so you've got absolutely nothing to lose. Our 5-step retirement master plan, call us now, 888-419-8513. And if you don't know, we're the number 2 independent advisor in the country, according to Barron's. We're selected as one of America's top wealth advisors, according to Forbes. And we're on CNBC, Fox. We're out there. And, of course, we're fiduciaries, which means we put your interests ahead of our own. Give us a call now, the 5-step retirement master plan, 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513.
How could you make your money go further in retirement? Learn how next on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor Ron Carson.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
It makes perfect sense.
Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
Is it possible you could pay fewer taxes in retirement and keep this money for yourself? You could. Learn right here and right now on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor Ron Carson.
It happens every day. We visit with a new client. They walk in and they're feeling pretty confident about what they've done and their ability to live the kind of retirement that they've envisioned their whole life. But a lot of times we get 30, 40 minutes into that first meeting, and all of a sudden they realize there's a lot of work to do. There's a lot of wood to chop, as I was told on the farm. And there's gaping holes that really need to be addressed. Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West. And thank you for joining us on Wealth from Wisdom. Saving for retirement doesn't mean you're necessarily ready for retirement. You have a great nest egg, but what you do with it really matters. Paul and I have been talking about the 8 actionable ideas. The very first one, have a diversified income stream. We covered annuities, dividends, stocks, real estate, municipal and corporate bond ladders. And then, Paul, the next one, certificates of deposit. I mean, I almost think this is a non-starter today because you're getting no return. And I would almost take that off the list. I put it on here just to discuss it. But why not go into a high-quality bond ladder? It's going to give you a higher yield which I would view.
A municipal bond is going to pay you more than that, and you're not going to pay taxes. So it's a, especially now with the direction interest rates are moving, which is not as quickly up as now what people are anticipating. I think we should just move on, Ron, because that's not part of the major conversation anymore.
Here's one that's going to surprise people, and that's having part-time earnings. I think that you need to really think about that, especially there is longevity risk. I think people are going to start living much longer than they anticipated. We actually had John Malden in today, who, prolific writer, been around for a long time, 60, 70, looks like he's like 50 years old, and he's big into biotechnology, and one of his, he's on the cutting edge, let's say that. And so I think, you know, having a job, staying engaged, giving you some optionality to have some additional income is important.
Well, I think, Ron, it's not even just the money sometimes. It's the enjoyment factor that comes with it. It's the social interaction. It's the also mental stimulation is you like to keep your mind fresh. And so this often for many of you in retirement is something you should consider. And maybe it's not even part-time earnings that helps you, but it could also be philanthropy or giving your time to charities or people you enjoy working with.
Yeah, stay engaged. My dad, the more he's engaged, happier he is. And I think most people get that. Number seven on here is irreplaceable capital strategies. And, I'll go back to John Malden. I followed him for years. He has a great newsletter out there. And he says, hey, I just am not going to participate personally, he said, in the Great Reset. He thinks we're up for a great reset in the market. We've had 250% drawdowns in the last, really since 2000. And, he's convinced that it's at some point. He says, I can't time. It could be 2 years from now. It could be this month. But having irreplaceable capital strategies, protect the downside. One of my favorite sayings is if you protect your downside, the upside will take care of itself. So the amount of risk you're taking, we talk about diversifying income streams, but if you go into something, buy the dividend, and then all of a sudden it loses 20 or 30% of your value, you really haven't done anything.
Right.
You're not, even with the dividend, you really haven't gained very much.
Yeah. Well, and if we have one of those, which, by the way, a downturn's happened in the market, even though people don't think they do because of the recency effect of the last 9 years, is why let that happen, Ron? I mean, there's no need to stomach that. And so for a lot of you, especially as you get in retirement, that feeling will be immensely double, triple, quadruple. I can't even quintuple it on how painful it will be emotionally if we have one of those drawdowns and you're not positioned for it.
And finally, and I think this is one that people are a little afraid of because they don't understand, but if you already have a portfolio of investments, you can actually generate income from those investments without selling them. And of course, that is a more defensive thing because you may have long-term capital gains tax. You don't want to realize it. You can write cover calls against that. And a little bit of education here, working with someone that can help you with that, it could generate substantial income.
Yeah, you can, Ron. I mean, and I've talked to several, listeners, and they say, hey, Paul, we do that type of strategy on our own. I'm like, well, how many do you do? They're like, well, we do one or two a year. Well, that's not an income plan. That's a guess. And that's really is what it is. And many of them tell me how they succeeded with it. And that's great. It's a little bit like when people go to the casino. You only hear about times they win. You don't hear about times that they lose when that happens.
My mom passed away 2 years ago. She's 83. But in that 83-year history, she never once lost at the casino.
Wow.
She either broke even or she made money. Well, it wasn't true. But she had she had a great memory for that. She had a memory to be an awesome gambler because she only won or broke even.
There's a reason why you get free hotel rooms.
Well, I was going to say, and her view was, because she broke even, she got a free brunch and free hotel room or discounted rate and coupons. She actually was even ahead then. Hey, number two on the list, Paul, and we hit on this a lot. It's finding a good financial team. I know this sounds self-serving because we're in the business, but not necessarily us, but find a team. And I love the conversation you had at the barbecue this weekend.
Yeah, I was telling you a story. It was so sitting there with several families that I knew, actually several couples that we knew, and then some of them that I didn't know very well, Ron, and we were transitioning some philanthropy that we're doing. We're stepping down from a committee. The new people were there, so it was a chance to meet and greet and a chance to, transfer a lot of the knowledge. And it was funny. It's probably not a surprise. It's summer, so it's hot out. And what happens in the summer? Barbecues. I know many of you across the country are doing barbecues. So we're sitting out there talking. And as you're sitting out there talking, a couple of them asked me, what do I do? And I explained what we do and how we help families across the country. And he said, well, hey, I think that's great. What do you think about people that do it on their own? And I said, that can be very good, and it can be a strategy. but you have to be disciplined in your strategy, and you have to be always able to make the right decisions. I said, so who do you lean on when you have ideas or thoughts? Do you lean on Google? Is that your best friend? Would you want to get thoughts or helps? Or does the following happen to you? So I said, you've already asked me what I think about the market, and I've given you just some high-level thoughts on what I'm doing. So is this what happens? You go to a barbecue like this. You run into a professional, or you just run into an uncle, a neighbor, whoever it is, and they say, hey, they think the market's cold right now, or they think it's going to be hot. And do you go back and you log into your online account and you start making a trade based on what you heard at that barbecue? And Rahan, this person just started turning white because he said, that's exactly what I do. I hear something from somebody. I think it's a good idea.
The recency effect.
The recency effect hits in. And I just said, who are you going to turn to when you have real questions? Who's going to help you think through that? And all you're trying to do is save a little bit of cost potentially, but you're actually hurting yourself. And I know we've shared this on Wealth from Wisdom before, but it'd be remiss if I didn't share it again, is there are so many studies out there that show working with a competent advisor helps you perform better. I know we've shared the Advisor Alpha study that you add as a competent advisor 2.92% net of fees, more value to your clients per annum by being competent. And so I just share that with you because as you're getting advice from your backyard barbecues across the country, be careful what you do with it because it may not be the right advice for you.
Well, and I'll be the first to admit, I mean, there are some really good people that do it on their own. I mean,
they
work at it. So there's, do you have the financial background to do it? And do you have the emotional wherewithal to do it? Because reacting to the recency effect is not an effective game plan. And I'll be the first to say, I'd rather you have no advisor than a bad advisor, but there's tremendous value that can be added with a good financial team. Not just an advisor or financial advisor, but that rounds it out, the CPA, the insurance, the tax, estate planning, all of that stuff.
Yeah. So, Ron, we actually had one of our advisors, Zach and Mark, who are part of our Wealth from Wisdom Network, earlier this week, actually were with a family considering what they wanted to do. And what this person said to them was exactly that. I don't know if I'm willing to spend the amount of time I really think it takes to do this on my own. And so our answer was, is that worth it to you? And he said, no, that's why I need to find a trusted professional to help me out. So as part of your retirement plan, think about what options for you. It isn't, hey, just to do a retirement plan, I'm going to set up an online account with TD, Fidelity, or whoever that is, and then just go make a trade once a year. That's not a plan. That's just a wish. You're throwing a Hail Mary pass at that point in time, hoping everything's going to work out.
So number three on the list, Paul, is create a budget and stick to it. In this, you're going, hey, I've got plenty of money. I don't want to bog myself down with a budget, but I'm here to tell you, I don't care how much you're worth, you can blow through it. I mean, just go look at all the NFL quarterbacks that have gone broke or professional players in general. It didn't matter how much money they had. If you overspend the amount of money, it's going to lead to bad things. And I see this creep happen all the time, Paul. They'll come in and they'll say, well, this one time we're going to do this. And then every year they have three or four one-time deals, and all of a sudden it starts to have a real impact. And we want to be truth givers and truth receivers. So if you're on a bad collision, so when you do your plan or if you're doing it yourself, do a budget, have the discipline to stick within the budget. And you should have a contingency and emergency plans you can go to for the unexpected. But don't make it the rule, the exception all the time that you're out there making additional withdrawals from your plan.
And we're not saying you have to go down to the penny every time. Some of you like to, and if that's important to you, absolutely do it. But sticking to your budget is going to help make sure that you're comfortable in every piece. And if for some reason you stray away, maybe it's time to tighten the reins later down the road or check back in with your advisor to make sure that your budget still has you on the trajectory you want, because there could be hidden things you're not looking at. Inflation, healthcare costs rising, and all those things I'm sure we'll spend time with today, Ron.
Yeah, I mean, just on healthcare, we're gonna talk about that here later in the show, but it's big. But the big risk, Paul, I think we can both agree, is just people that become complacent. And if you show someone who's complacent, someone that really hasn't formulated this plan, I'm going to show you someone who's probably going to fail and is going to be miserable in their retirement. And that's the wrong thing to happen because it is a domino effect. You don't do some of the little things, they start to add up. And we have a 5-step retirement master plan. It'll show you everything that's critical in order for you to optimize your wealth. A lot of the strategies we're talking about today and a lot more. And we would love to do this for you. Give us a call for the five-step retirement master plan at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. And by the way, if you don't know who we are, I'd say we're humbly confident. I think we're really good at what we do. And others have said the same. We're the number two investment advisor in the country, according to Barron's. We were selected as one of the top wealth advisors, according to Forbes. And you're going to see us, and you continue to see us on CNBC. We're on their advisory council. As a group, we give back to our profession. Of course, we're fiduciaries, which means we put your interest ahead of our own. So give us a call for the five-step retirement master plan at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. I'm Ron Carson with Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom.
Trust, transparency, accountability. These are the values that drive Ron Carson and Carson Wealth. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 12:30. I'm John Matthews. An elderly couple had to be pulled out of a second-story bedroom window of their home on Logan Drive in Potomac this morning as fire in the kitchen forced them upstairs. Firefighters with ladders rescued them. They were taken to the hospital as a precaution. If you're planning on taking Metro's Red Line out to Shady Grove this weekend or any of the next 3 weekends, in fact, you'll need to get on a shuttle bus. There's no rail service between Friendship Heights and Grosvenor as workers try to fix it. Tunnel leaks that have been responsible for so many of those arcing electrical problems over the years. If contract talks break down, you might not find any live voices on National Public Radio by this time tomorrow. Workers are preparing for a strike at midnight if there's not a new contract deal in place by then. President Trump's intervention cleared the way for an all-girls robotics team from Afghanistan to fly into Dulles Airport today so they can compete in a high school competition in D.C. tomorrow. WMAL Traffic and Weather. Here's Jim Bardo in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic around the district in pretty good shape right now. We've cleared those power lines off the roadway in Beltsville. This was at Briggs Cheney Road at Clawney Place. Sterling, they're still working on this crash on the Harry Bird Highway at Potomac View Road. Everything else seems to be flowing at or near the speed limit. A little slow traffic still, 295 northbound. The slowdown starts around Riverdale. It breaks up once you get past the Beltway. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll have partly cloudy skies today. It won't be as warm. High today of 89. For tonight, clear skies and a low of 70. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high of 90. For Monday and Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms likely. High both days near 90. Right now, it's 82 in Vienna, 84 in Bethesda, 83 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you simply take your Social Security benefits at face value, you could trigger an avalanche of taxes that you never expected, forfeit additional benefits that are rightfully yours, and even pay higher Medicare premiums. Ultimately, it could cost you thousands of dollars every single year. But you could avoid this worst-case scenario with a complimentary, customized Social Security analysis from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. These guys know Social Security. Their analysis is quick and it's easy, and it won't cost you a dime.
If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to get your customized analysis right now at 202-759-2323. This is serious money. Thousands of dollars are at stake. So call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
In a recent study, 3 out of every 4 Americans failed a basic retirement planning quiz. But the news gets even worse. Most of the people were confident that they would pass in flying colors, and they still failed this basic quiz. It's a classic case of you just don't know what you don't know, and that's a super dangerous place to be in, especially when you think about the kind of retirement that you want to live. Hey, welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom. We've been talking about actionable strategies, 8 of them, that you can utilize today to set you up for a higher probability of success within your retirement. And Paul, the next one is such a biggie, and that is getting your spouse. We talked about budgeting in the last segment, how important that was, but getting your spouse on the same page as, you know, what kind of life we're going to live, how much assets we're going to leave to the kids, we're going to leave any to charities, how much information do we want to share with the kids, where are we going to live in retirement? We're going to have 2 houses, we're going to have 1 house, are we going to be willing to work part-time? You know, so there's a lot of decisions that really need to be made, and you really need to make them together.
Yeah. So I think about spousal decisions around sometimes we can't even decide on what we want to have for dinner, right? Or where do we want to go? Or where do you want to go on a family trip? Or what do you want to do? Those are simple. Those are one-time decisions. The decisions on how you want to map out your retirement, that's not one time. That's your lifetime on how you approach it. So this is big. And it's sometimes we avoid it. We go out to that dinner and we want to talk about it. Then we start talking about all this other stuff. But you need to sit down and have that conversation, or you need to be able to work with a professional that can help maybe all of you bridge the gap, because maybe one of you thinks that way and the other one doesn't. And you just, you know, my spouse has this whole thing taken care of. And I know personally my spouse, Courtney, trusts me for everything because she's comfortable, but we talk about what's still relevant for our family. I'm sure you do the same thing with Jeannie, Ron. And as I think about this, all across the country, there's many of you that have one person as part of a spousal relationship that has everything in your brain, in your head, and you maybe haven't translated it, and you got to get on the same page, making sure you're comfortable. And just a very recent example, I was actually sitting with a family yesterday, Ron, and part of their income plan in retirement is they get a little bit investments, they've got some from Social Security, but most of it is from rental income. And so that's great, that's a source for them, but they're tired. They're tired of being the landlord and getting the calls from their rental properties and having to fix all those things that go with it. And, you know, that's frustrating. They're done with that. But they also realize that converting from rental income to now investment income is a completely different mindset, and the spouses weren't on the same page at all. And I sat there and I almost felt like my job was more to be a facilitator to make sure they both understood the consequences of their decisions. So get on the same page. And you can disagree, but at least get on the same page of having that open dialogue and communication. And for all of you, it should be a two-way street, right? Not a one-way street, but a two-way street on how you communicate.
Well, and Paul, and I've seen this time and time again where the spouses have not really talked about, and a biggie is right now I've got some clients that have, one of them wants to leave most of their money to charity, and the other one wants to leave it to their kids. So guess what they've done?
What do you Neither.
Think? Nothing.
Yeah.
They've just done nothing, which is not a position to be in. Number 5 on the list is plan for living longer. And this is one of those things that you don't want to run out of money before your life, especially when you want to be able to do things. And it is, you know, taking some measures today to say, how can I make this money last, and really plan on living even a lot longer. You know, I always had clients say, well, I'll take care of that myself, right? And it just doesn't work that way. And so you want to plan for at least 10 more years than whatever the mortality tables say you're going to live today.
Yeah. So, Ron, I read it all the time. I experienced it in action, though, over the last week since our last show. So I actually went to the veterans home here, and I took my youngest son. And every Monday night, they play bingo, and so they have people come in. And so my son was the caller of all the bingo numbers
Oh, wow.
For an hour. First of all, a life-gratifying moment, giving back.
Yeah.
And a salute to all of our veterans for all they do. they were sharp. I mean, the average age in this room probably was 88, 89 years old, and they were sharp as tacks. You know, their bodies obviously had been put through a lot over, you know, 88 years of life, and a lot of them being in the military. But it just was just seeing all of them and communicating with them. People are living longer than expected. And you can go look at all the rates of mortality and life expectancy. But, like, for me, being there in this veterans home, Ron, and seeing in person just validates this one to me is we often run financial plans for people to age 95. We've actually now started running them to age 100 or even further for people.
Yep.
Because they're living longer. And if that's going to happen, I'd rather feel comfortable that last 5 years – what am I going to do? Or I got to go to my kids and ask for money that last several years of life, because that's not something emotionally we'd want to do there.
Number six on the list, Paul, is consistently assessing your diversification and risk tolerance level. I said earlier, plan for the worst, hope for the best. If you can accept the downside, the upside will take care of itself. And I think today, too, people have gotten sucked into just doing these traditional splits of 60-40 equities versus bonds. I think you throw all that out the window. I mean, you basically have fixed income paying you nothing. And you look in the middle for alternative strategies, things that can protect the downside, but be prepared mentally for what is your worst case scenario that you're going back to. The biggest risk always has been, always will be, you doing the wrong thing because you weren't emotionally prepared for it. So can you accept the downside? If you can, then build from that and figure out what kind of income, what kind of withdrawal your portfolio will sustain, because more downside risk means you're going to have more upside potential, less downside risk, less upside potential, less income that the portfolio can support.
Yeah, you're definitely right, Ron. And I always think about, what do most people do when they're fearful? They go in complete avoidance mode, or they go too far to the extreme. You know, and there's simple things on, you know, how many people have a fear of heights or a fear of snakes, maybe. Looking at you there, Ron. But
I hate snakes.
I know a lot of people do. Spiders, whatever it is. But we avoid it. We run away. Well, the same thing sometimes happens with our portfolio. We run away from risk. Or sometimes, because we're not fearful enough, we take on too much risk. And, Ron, this is a big trend we're seeing right now, is people are taking on too much risk and lack of diversification. And the risk they're taking is, oh, I'm just going to put all my money in an ETF and then just set it and forget it and everything is going to be fine. Well, there's a lot of risk in that, because what actually is going to happen? Are you sure that ETF you're invested in, are you sure whether it's the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, fixed income, certain parts of the market, are you sure that's actually the best investment for the next 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years, whatever that time period is? You got to figure out, how do you have the right amount of diversification over your lifetime to support what you're looking to do? And I think about risk, and I think about what you've done in your lives. So, for example, skydiving. I've never skydived. I think you have, actually, recently, Ron.
I did. Yes, for the first and the last time. All of this, I accomplished both those at the same time.
But there's fear, I'm sure, you had when you got up there. Maybe not, but I think most people.
I was terrified.
But, yeah, well, I don't. Yeah. There are people that have that same level of fear about their portfolio. Is this scary? And I'm not trying to say it's as dangerous as that, but it could be. Because what is dangerous is, what if you don't want to ever go back and have a part-time job? Just, you don't want that as part of your earnings income plan. That, to me, is even more scary than jumping out of an airplane or going on the tallest floor of the Willis Tower in Chicago and staring down and looking and having that fear of heights.
Well, let me tell you what is scary, and that's not having all the pieces of the retirement puzzle. And the biggie is really Social Security benefits. The reason why is getting it right is so important, because it will have a domino impact on your income, your taxes, Medicare premiums, and a lot more. And this is complicated stuff. Paul and I, you've talked about it many times. There's so many different options and combinations on how you can claim your benefits, but there's only one right way for you to get it right. If you don't claim your benefits exactly right at the right time, it could cost you thousands of lucrative benefits, and there's a lot more ramifications, negative ramifications. So getting it right really makes a lot of sense, and it's really important. Learn how to get every nickel back in our customized Social Security analysis. It's quick. It won't cost you anything, and it literally can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Give us a call at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. Do it today. The Social Security analysis, it's quick, it's easy, it won't cost you anything. 888-419-8513. Coming up on our next segment, Paul and I are going to continue through the 8 actionable items. We've got 2 more to cover. You're not going to want to miss them. I'm Ron Carson with Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth and Wisdom.
He's seen good times and bad times, and he's got the gray hair to prove it. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
If you simply take your Social Security benefits at face value, you could trigger an avalanche of taxes that you never expected, forfeit additional benefits that are rightfully yours, and even pay higher Medicare premiums. Ultimately, it could cost you thousands of dollars every single year. But you could avoid this worst-case scenario with a complimentary, customized Social Security analysis from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. These guys know Social Security. Their analysis is quick and it's easy, and it won't cost you a dime.
If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to get your customized analysis right now at 202-759-2323. This is serious money. Thousands of dollars are at stake. So call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Car needs some motor oil? Advance Auto Parts has the deal for you. 5 quarts of CarQuest conventional motor oil and a Purolator oil filter for just $18.99. CarQuest conventional motor oil, only at Advance Auto Parts, features a low-friction formula and advanced additives for better gas mileage and longer engine life. Find a store near you at AdvanceAutoParts.com or swing by a participating CarQuest Auto Parts location. 5 quarts of CarQuest conventional motor oil, Purolator oil filter, $18.99. Valid in-store only.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even 3 U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom. Saving for retirement doesn't mean you're ready for retirement. And we've talked about that. You can save a lot of money, but what you do with that money, what you do with that wealth, what you do with the plan is really critical. And having no plan could be a recipe for complete disaster and not getting you anywhere close to living the kind of retirement that you dreamed of. And Paul, you and I were looking and doing some research on healthcare costs. And I think both of you and I were, I mean, we're in the business. It was staggering, the stat on what it's going to cost for healthcare.
Yeah, so we were looking at this, and this is fascinating. So let's take it right now. If you're a 65-year-old couple and you expect a 22-year retirement, which is average, how much do you think you're going to spend on healthcare? Over just healthcare alone over those 22 years, $404,000 is what you're expected. And if you're just expecting Social Security alone to pay for that, and is that going to cover it? That's going to consume 59% of your Social Security proceeds. That doesn't even include taxes that go along with it. You may just need that just for your pure healthcare costs, not for your living expenses. And this is all based on the thought process and the numbers that healthcare costs are going to continue to grow at 5.47% per year, which is certainly right in line with most of the estimates, Ron, that you and I see. But it's also essentially, or actually a little bit more than double the increase you're getting from your cost of living adjustment from Social Security, which is 2.6. So imagine this, if you're relying solely on Social Security to help you with your health care, you got a 2-to-1 deficit of that hill you're climbing up right now, and that's staggering. So you got to have other sources of income to help you in your retirement.
Well, and that is number 7, plan for the rise of health care costs to long-term care. And that's the other surprising stat is 82% of the people surveyed did, and this is the American College, believe that they did not need, would not need long-term care at some point in their lives. 82%. So our theory is buy insurance for the risk you cannot afford on your own and self-insure those that you can afford. I mean, we don't think you should insure everything. It depends on what your net worth is, what your look is on your outlook on insurance. I'll never forget, I had a client one time who I said, well, we assumed you wouldn't want to insure long-term care because his net worth was fairly high. And he said, hey, I insure my house, I insure this. Why? If you either believe in insurance or you don't. So point well taken. So you could either, what's your philosophy? But if you can't afford it, and this is a great example where getting long-term care is really important, and that's an important piece of the overall plan.
Yeah. Well, and by underwriting it that way, Ron, you've got a chance to make it actually less costly for you than feeling like you've got handcuffs later in life where you have no choice. That's all you got to pay, and that's where all your money's going to go, or what you thought you were going to gift to your family or to a charity or whatever you want to do with it. Now you don't have a choice anymore because when health does deteriorate, you've got to take care of those expenses for yourself.
Yeah, it is, and it's expensive. Yeah. Hey, by the way, Paul, before we get into the last one, number 8, we had an email question last week, and I thought this would be a great one to cover. So, because I bet there's a lot of confusion around how do I just figure out, you know, what I'm going to need for retirement income? Because last week we talked about retirement income readiness and how to generate income. And there's some basic steps here as to how much you're going to need. First of all, figure out what your realistic baseline is. I mean, what kind of standard of living have you had up to this point? And then from that, subtract your savings. Because once you go into distribution mode, you don't need to save anymore. Subtract any tax reductions. You should be in a lower income range. Subtract any anticipated house cost reductions. Are you going to downsize? Or maybe you're going to upsize. There's not going to be a reduction. You're going to add to it. And then factor in what kind of lifestyle you're going to have, right? You're going to live in an RV. Actually, some friends of ours, you know, they sold their home. They travel around the country. They're living out of their RV. So dramatically less than what it was. And then as we were just talking about it, adding in higher health care costs. This is, as we get older, it just costs more to live. And then put in a fudge factor, something that says, okay, we may have gotten some of this off. And that way you figure out how much you're going to need for retirement, those 7 basic steps, and then you can get pretty close. And when we do planning, we get into a lot of detail. But if you just want a rough estimate of what that should be, I think that's a good formula.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, Ron, have heard the 10% rule for savings or the budget of 4% withdrawals throughout your lifetime. We actually think, you know, as your longevity increases, that 4% number isn't going to be up to par for what you need over your lifetime. And I'm really impressed, Ron. I mean, lately we've met with a few callers, and they've sent us the spreadsheets that they've calculated on their own, Ron. And they've done a really nice job with it. I would just point out that mistakes they've maybe made are they're missing a few key assumptions, whether it's inflation or increasing living expenses or what happens if the market actually goes down. What's funny is every spreadsheet shows a linear rise. So $1 million becomes 1.05 the next year and then 1.11 the next year and 1.12.
Yeah.
They don't show the dip, which is natural in the market. And I think that's important for people to look at because that is the real world. We do not live in a linear world when it comes to life. We all know this, right? We have our bumps and bruises. Athletic teams, you have wins and you have losses, but you make gains along the way.
Well, the other common one I see, Paul, is they'll come in and say, I need X. Well, before tax or after tax? And they're like, well, what do you mean? Well, this is just where the income comes from. We've talked about that on Wealth from Wisdom a lot. Really, really matters. Let's cover number 8 here, and that is just review your circumstance and your portfolio and all the assumptions you made continuously. And one of the things we recommend and we tell our clients is, you know, once you get things set up and you feel like they're on autopilot, you should be meeting with your financial team at least once a year or as often as necessary. I mean, if there's some information your team has that they need to bring to you, it's important you meet. Or if there's circumstance or attitudinal change within your family, you should request a meeting with your financial advisor. And this is a biggie. You need to pay someone needs to be paying continuously to overall holistic plan that you've put forth.
Yeah, I mean, it really needs to be as much as needed. I mean, that's the simplest way to look at it, as much as you need to feel comfortable and whatever that time frame is. And Ron, that's one of, I think, favorite things is we've said, you know, questions you should ask your advisor. And if you want that list, we have it. You can call in and we can help provide it to you. But that's one of the most important things is how frequently are you going to communicate with me?
The 10 questions is really important. And the other is people need help creating a financial plan. It's not easy. You can do it on your own. I would recommend you use a team, and you're going to need a good team. Having a bad team is not an option here because it's so important. And I don't want this to be self-serving, but it's important that you know this. We're good at what we do. We're the number 2 independent advisor in the country, according to Barron's. We were selected as one of the top wealth advisors, according to Forbes. And we, as an organization, have published 4 books. 2 of them are New York Times bestsellers. Our team is constantly quoted in the financial press, and we give back. We serve on many boards. We protect individual investors like you, including the Fiduciary Institute, CNBC Advisory Board, the American College. But aside from that, the most important thing you need to know is we care and we can help. If you would need and like us to take a look, give you a second opinion, you've got absolutely nothing to lose. Give us a call, 888-419-8513. Let us show you how we can make your money go the furthest, make the most of the retirement you've dreamed of and you've worked so hard for. 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. It's been a great show, Paul. I'm Ron Carson, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom.
Risk, Social Security, income, taxes, estate planning. Every week we talk about how to make your money go further in retirement. Right here on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
If you simply take your Social Security benefits at face value, you could trigger an avalanche of taxes that you never expected, forfeit additional benefits that are rightfully yours, and even pay higher Medicare premiums. Ultimately, it could cost you thousands of dollars every single year. But you could avoid this worst-case scenario with a complimentary, customized Social Security analysis from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. These guys know Social Security. Their analysis is quick, and it's easy, and it won't cost you a dime.
If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to get your customized analysis right now at 202-759-2323. This is serious money. Thousands of dollars are at stake. So call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CW LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
The preceding program was paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program were not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.